Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast. Glad you're with us and glad Katie is with us. Katie and I haven't seen each other in like what feels like 2 years.
It's like, I mean, I know we're supposed to be podcasting and working. I put that in quotations, but I was like pumped to see you today because we haven't seen each other. It's been like vacation.
Katie took a trip, a camping trip that was basically 1 month long.
It was not 1 month long.
It felt like 1 month for your friends here in Nashville.
But we were gone for 10 days.
That's a long trip.
I mean, trust me, it felt long. I mean, in all the good ways, but also it felt, you know, it's one of the few vacations that we take every year that it actually, I feel like, all right, I'm ready to like hit the ground running. I'm ready to like get up at 2 a.m. I'm ready to do all of the things. So we take this trip up to upstate New York into the Adirondacks. My husband, you might know this, is from Long Island, and he vacationed in the Adirondacks as a kid. So we go every year. And as a whole rigmarole, we rent a camper, we tow it with our truck, we meet my my in-laws, and this campground that we go to, it's like really out there. No cell service. You camp right on a lake, and it's just, I'll tell you, it was like 90-some degrees here in Asheville.
Yeah.
And I only know that because when I posted pictures when I got back and people were like, how are you in like a fleece jacket in your pictures?
Oh.
Because it was like 40 at night.
Yeah.
It was chilly. And aww. I mean, it was like the high is like, I don't know, 74
perfect.
During the day.
Perfect.
Yeah. So it's just this like a little respite from your life. I don't wear any makeup. Like I barely shower. I think River maybe showered with the outdoor shower maybe once the whole time we were there,
because
we were just in the lake the whole time. We like kayaked and canoed. River didn't have any screen time for 7 days.
Wow.
7 days, guys. She did.
Well, you could have though, right? No, you just
didn't. I mean, we could have. Well, I mean, we have stuff downloaded on her iPad. Could have.
Yeah.
But we just told her it didn't work. Like nothing worked. And it was awesome. We did a 5-hour canoe trip with our 5-year-old, which I gotta say, she did remarkably well. It's just kind of the stuff, you know, when your kid, I don't know, you have so many children, so maybe this is like lost on you, but you know, when River was a baby, like you dream of doing some of these things that you're like, you're gonna hike with them and you're gonna like take them on all these adventures, and then sort of those dreams like fade away once you're like, oh,
this is really hard.
This is like what it is, you know. You're like, well, I'm gonna make my kid do this, and then once you're a real parent, you sort of want to laugh at your former self because that's so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. On this trip, we did some of the things. Not all of them, but we did some of the things that I envisioned that I would do 5 years ago when I had this kid. It was a great trip. It was really fun, and I'm glad to be back.
How did she do sleeping in the camper? Fine.
Right?
Yeah.
Fine. I mean, I won't lie to you. She went to bed River usually is a kid who goes to bed fairly early, like 7:30. She went to bed at like 9:30 the whole time.
Yeah. But did she sleep in?
No. Oh, well, towards the end of the trip, we were all getting up at 8, like 8, which stressed me out. Well, it's great, except then we got back and myself included, we were all off our schedules. Because, you know, I get up really early for work, so 8 a.m. is like crazy. Yeah. But she did great. Yeah, she, like I said, I kept calling her a mountain woman. I was like, you're a true mountain woman. And I think
which is that, funny if you know River.
Right.
Like, yeah.
But normally she wants
Was she like wearing the
So
the princess dresses in the mountains? Like, how was that?
Well, I mean, because I packed for her, but I did. It's funny. She has a pair of, like, Lycra mermaid pants. Mm-hmm. This is the truth. I mean, if you have a summer kid, you know a lot of River's pants don't. I mean, it's summertime, so the pants that she has were 4T. You know, she doesn't have a lot of pants that fit her, so I had to pack these, like, Lycra, mermaid, like shiny mermaid pants, and like everywhere we went, people were like, "Whoa,
hey girl,
hi,
you're not from around here."
Yeah, like hello. But yeah, no, it was great. It was a great trip, and here
good.
I am. Returned.
That sounds so lovely.
Back. It was. It's great. But it is a lot of. It takes 2 days to get there, and then 2 days to get back.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of driving.
It's a lot of driving. A lot of work. So.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
I think so. It's my favorite. You know, sometimes we've taken River to, like, the Virgin Islands and Hawaii and all these crazy trips. This is the best trip we take every year, this camping trip. It's my favorite trip.
I love it.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So,
well, welcome back. And now let's get back to work.
All right, let's get back to
dive
work.
In. Enough of this vacation
let's do
talk.
It. Yep.
Okay, so I don't know if you all have been following this, but there's this article in the Washington Post. U.S. soccer supports working moms. Are you watching America? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think everybody, at least peripherally, is kind of aware of well, how amazing the U.S. women's soccer team is and their success and the whole equal pay situation. But this article kind of goes into just how they treat the moms, and they say it in the article, as assets rather than annoyances. Of course, a lot of the women on the team who are playing are moms. There's a record number of moms on the team this year. You know, they went into how they handle pregnant athletes. You know, and it's funny because you kind of think about it like, okay, we're pregnant. We take time off from our job. We get our maternity leave. But, you know, our job is not dependent on the shape of our bodies, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I can go back to work and be a little bit, you know, overweight or whatever, haven't lost the baby weight. But, you know, for a professional athlete, that's a whole different story. Doctors might recommend that they stop, you know, playing soccer or whatever the sport may be early.
For a certain amount of time. Yeah.
Right, yeah, because, you know, you're pregnant. You want to protect the baby. Anyway, so it went into all of that. Well, apparently the U.S. soccer team does 6 months of paid maternity leave, and they provide childcare for all the training and all the tournaments, all of those things. And so it just talked about how – there's so many different levels of how the U.S. soccer team as a whole has just really taken on a different mentality when it comes to mothers, pregnancy, maternity leave, all of those things and how they handle it. As we know, you know, U.S. is one of only six countries in the world without federal paid time off when you have a baby. So for this particular organization to do this is huge.
Well, and you know... this women's soccer team, and you'll remember this, well, you might remember this, just a year or two ago, they were fighting for equal pay, and that was like a huge
which
thing.
Which they got.
Yeah. And I thought it was interesting. It talks about how, like, men in professional sports, being a dad is kind of a footnote as opposed to being, you know, front and center. And I thought this was interesting. Serena Williams, she recently retired from tennis. And she wrote, "I never wanted to have to choose between tennis and a family. But if I were a guy, I wouldn't be writing this because I'd be out there playing and winning while my wife was doing the physical labor of expanding our family." And that's, I have no idea what, you know, what childcare or what, you know, the benefits were in place for Serena Williams. But I did watch this documentary. Actually, it's about 5 years old because I was pregnant with River at the time. And Serena Williams had a really difficult time. She had a difficult pregnancy, a difficult birth. And then I remember watching in this documentary, she was breastfeeding and trying to breastfeed in between all these different tournaments. And her coach at one point was like, "So you're like, if you want to get back to where you are, you gotta quit nursing. Like it's keeping you're holding on to some fat because you know your body holds on to fat while you're nursing, and like it's just not working for you." And I remember being like, "How horrific for Serena Williams. That
and how hard that she had to make that decision of do I continue with my career?
Yeah, like I'm either a mom or I'm a tennis player, but it's really hard to be both. So, yeah, and you know, obviously, the U.S. women's team here they just lost, unfortunately, as you're listening to this, they just lost. Yesterday.
Yeah, but they made it very far.
They did, but they were not as successful this year. But anyway, it's amazing to see people get so excited and come together. Obviously, they've had huge success in the past, and it's nice that they serve as like a spotlight for this. I just want to reiterate, the U.S. remains one of only six countries without a federal paid leave program.
It's crazy.
And, you know, obviously this kind of support shouldn't just stop in the sports world. Like, let's get it going everywhere.
But I think it's great that this organization that is so high profile, you know, it's not some random Joe Schmo company that nobody's ever heard of. This is the U.S. Women's Soccer Organization. And for them to be setting this precedent, I think hopefully will make a difference. Although it was interesting in this article, they said there's still so many companies cutting benefits.
Okay, so at the end of this article,
which I was like, wait, what?
I highlighted it and said that. So, in this recent study, and I wonder what this is tied to. Is it the shape of the economy?
I think it's probably coming back from COVID. Maybe
nearly half of U.S. businesses plan to cut childcare benefits, and 28% plan to reduce paid leave programs in 2023, according to a survey conducted by Care.com in December, which blows my mind. Mm-hmm. How can they? People are so desperate for childcare right now and for paid maternity leave. I don't know how they could cut it more.
Yeah, that was shocking to me. But I think the point is, like, come on, companies, let's look at what this.
I mean, I honestly think it starts with, like, your legislators. I'll be totally honest with you. Like, I mean,
as one of six countries without
I think it really starts there. Yeah. I don't know. I hope we're not. We talk about this every couple of podcasts. Like, when are we going to stop talking about it? Like, when is it going to happen?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're a ways away.
Yeah, I think so, too. Unfortunately.
But which is why I think it depends on companies, individual companies, to just step up and do it.
Yeah.
Even though it's not mandated.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Mom's the word.
I was going to do a different mom's, but I'm going to, this was a split decision as we're recording. I was going to do a back to school mom's, but I'm not going to because we're saving our back to school episode for next week. So I have a podcast recommendation.
Okay. By the way, can I interrupt real quick? Scamanda.
So good.
I listened to whole thing, binged it on a long drive, solo drive. It was amazing.
That was, I think, one of my mom's a couple weeks ago, right?
It was a mom's a couple weeks ago, Scamanda. So anyway, listen to that one. And also just listen to any podcast Katie suggests.
Podcast. Actually, just always listen to this podcast. Well,
and this one. But also, now what is the next one?
Okay. So this one comes from the New York Times. It's from the Serial production, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not a Serial. It just comes from the same folks. It's called The Retrievals.
Okay.
Where to start?
Is it true crimey?
Yes, but not in the, like, whodunit, who murdered who, who kidnapped who. Sorry.
No, that's how Scamanda was, and
I
loved it.
I know. Yeah. I get tired of, like, I love a little, like, that.
I don't always do those.
Okay, good. I get little, like, sometimes those, like, wear me out, although I do love them. I'm just going to read a little bit of it, the synopsis here. It's a Yale Medical Center. They are getting fertility treatments, IVF, and it turns out they're in excruciating pain during these procedures, and it turns out the nurse is stealing the fentanyl that they were supposed to have and switching the fentanyl with saline, and basically just the outcome of...
Oh, my gosh.
It's good. I think there's five episodes, and they're all out right now. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. It's good. Oh, my gosh. It's good. And, like, I want to just say this. If you are somebody who has had fertility issues, This could be a little triggering, so just keep that in mind as you're listening to it. I found it just a little – I was listening to it. I was, like, mowing the lawn the other day, and I was like, ooh, this is, like, a little triggering even for me. Anyway, unbelievable. It's told so well. The interviews with the women are told very well. And it just – there's so many layers to it. Not only is it just – like the fentanyl addiction in this country, but just how women's pain is dismissed over and over again, and just sort of the things that we tell ourselves to get through things, not, you know, the patients, the providers. It's good. The retrievals.
Okay. Yeah. I love it.
Okay.
Okay. So this next article is 16 screen-free activities for kids when they're stuck indoors. So this, you know, of course we've talked about this before, but I feel like every time we talk about one of these, there's like a couple of things that you can glean and take away that might be a new idea.
Yes. Although I felt like these were, some of these I was like, oh no, this is too messy. Too much work.
Oh, too much.
Too messy, too much work.
Yeah. For Katie, not for me. But it's interesting too, this was published because, you know, depending on where you live, where you're listening to this, there was all those air quality concerns in the summer. And so a lot of folks were stuck indoors for a while.
Can I just tell you, when we were, so, you know, we're in the Adirondacks, almost close to the Canadian, very close to the Canadian border. The haze. This was, I mean, as we're recording this was just last week. Yeah. The air quality in upstate New York was very bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so that caused a lot of folks to go, you know, inside who might normally not have to. Anyway. So there's a list of, you know, different things. I just want to point out a couple that I have either tried and found successful or thought were good. The popsicle baths we did recently, loved it. Camping in the living room. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you, it just blows my mind if I'm like, guys, let's make a fort. Yeah. I don't know what
with
it
blankets,
is about
or
it.
You set up an actual tent.
Oh, no, no. Like, they just go get the blankets. The linen closet ends up being a mess, but whatever. They get the blankets and the pillows and the cushions, and it for some reason it lasts all a long time. I don't know why. Carnival games inside the house. I've done that, like variations of that. That's always a big hit. Puppet show. You know, the other thing that I was gonna point out, the kinetic sand. Do you have the kinetic sand?
We do have kinetic sand. Not as much as we need, though. After reading this, I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. Yeah. We only have one thing as well. It was like a birthday present.
Yeah, so is Rivers.
And it's so great.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Kinetic sand, if you don't know what kinetic sand is, it's like sand that sticks together, so you can play with it indoors because
it's not like normal sand.
Right.
I don't really actually totally understand how it works, but
yeah, but it sticks together, right?
It does. It sticks together. It's almost like
and it's not slime and it's not Play-Doh. It's sand.
I don't know.
Sticky.
Anyway, you should get some.
Yeah.
So I thought there were some good ideas here. Hide and seek, I always forget about, and then if it like comes into my head and I bring it up, it's a big hit. Just ones that I just feel like you have to like keep getting outside your wheelhouse and like looking at articles like this to be like, oh yeah, we could do that. Like we could do that.
Right.
Any of these you've tried?
So we have done the bath, not necessarily the popsicles in the bath, but like River loves to play outside in our sprinkler and our hose. And sometimes it's, especially here in the South, like every day is like thunderstorms. So she's like, we put on her bathing suit. She plays with her mermaids in the bath, which is also a double bonus because then you're like, well, let's just get this bath. It's 1 o'clock
Knocked
in the afternoon,
out.
But
yeah.
let's just get this bath out of the way because then we don't have to do that. We've done the s'mores. Yeah, I told you, I'm like, this, like, extreme fort building, I'm like, whew, that means, like, then
cleanup.
You have to, like, clean everything up, which really, you know, goes against my grain.
I recently discovered, let's just set it up in the playroom, which is, like, the one room in the back of the house that I'm like, and you can leave it up for a couple days.
Wow.
So, which you probably would not be able to stomach, but we can just leave it
we
a mess.
We have our basement and our little, like, basement play
area. And then they can leave it up for a day or two and, you know, whatever. But some good ideas in case you are running out of things to do with your children as summer is
coming to a
close.
And I think a lot of, so River goes to kindergarten in about a week. Your kids go back to school in about three weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and I think a lot of folks.
But there's no camps. This is like the last week of camp. Yeah. I don't know why all camps, I don't know if this is how it is in your area, but here in Asheville, there's like literally no camps offered the last like 2 to 3 weeks of the summer. And I don't know why.
Well, and I think it's because, again, this
maybe college kids are going back.
Yeah. And if you live in North Carolina, you know that there's been a big discrepancy in the legislature about when kids start school. So there are some kids, believe it or not, all here in Western North Carolina. Some are going back to school.
Like next week.
Like on August 14th. And other kids, Karen's kids, aren't going to school until August 28th. So I think these camps, normally everybody's going back around the same time.
That's true.
I think it's like very confusing for these camps because they're like, well, we don't want to host them and then have like half enrollment.
And I do think, I'm sure, I mean, from the ones that we've attended, a lot of the counselors are probably college kids.
Yeah.
So they're like, back. But anyway.
Anyway, if your kid's going back to school, we feel your pain. We know what that's like. Okay, so this last article, ooh, this made me sad.
This is interesting, I thought.
Comes from parents.com, and it says, is climate change becoming a factor in family planning? A new survey says, yes, climate change isn't only affecting the planet, it's affecting parents and children as well. This does not surprise me. So basically it talks about, this is a study that was commissioned, and they surveyed 5,000 parents from five different countries, India, Mexico, Singapore, UK, and the US, to find out how climate change is shaping the way parents think about the world, raising their kids, blah, blah, blah. 91% of parents are concerned about the climate crisis, leading to changes that reshape their lives and purchasing habits. 53% of those are concerned about climate change, and they say it has impacted their perspective on having more children. It's also made, so it's like this one and done phenomenon. Pew Research says there's a number of people who plan on only having one kid, who originally thought they would have multiple kids, but now only want one kid because of the impact of climate change. 44% of people between the ages of 18 and 49 won't have kids because of climate change. And this is the most disturbing part for me, is that kids are actually, it's like keeping them up at night, climate change. 75% of kids in one study say they feel frightened of the future. 59% say climate change makes them feel extremely worried. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, it was kind of just surprising.
Do your kids know about climate? Because your kids are older. Do they know about climate change?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't think they're quite there yet.
Yeah.
I think LRA probably, you know, we do talk about recycling and treating the environment well and those types of things. I think they would probably know. They've probably heard the term.
Yeah.
But it's funny. They are, LRA especially, is getting to the age where she's starting to ask about these, like, bigger topics and, you know, that sort of thing. So I feel like this is coming soon. And one of the things that I liked about this article is it gave some tips on how to help your kids if they are worried, which I thought were good ideas. One of them was giving them, you know, gifting them experiences rather than stuff, which is always a good idea. Less, you know, big plastic things. Help them make little changes and just kind of reminding them, like, look, we can recycle, we can compost, we can do these things to help. And then also volunteer with groups or organizations to help the environment, which I thought was a great idea.
The author calls these micro changes, which I like. So in other words, just little things that you can do. River does not know about, she would never say climate change, but she will say, you know, she came home from preschool a couple of months ago and was, like, very worried about the earth and littering and how we only have one earth and there's nowhere for us to go if like something happens to earth. So
I think, I don't know if it's Lorax or just in general, but my kids are always like, they're cutting down a tree, Mom.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, we're not going to have any air to breathe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, we can lose one tree. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
But I think that's that's a big thing here, right? Like, it's overwhelming for us to think about climate change. So we just kind of have to break it down and remind the kids, like, it's, you know, we can't do everything to fix it. Let's just do a little bit our part.
And I don't think it's bad. I mean, obviously, I don't want River to be having nightmares about climate change. But I don't think it's a bad thing that she's worried about climate. I mean,
she's aware of it.
Her to be aware of it and concerned about it. I'm concerned about it. Like, I do worry sometimes about, like, what is River's future going to be in 20 or 30 years? Like, what sort of shape are we going to be in?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I mean, she'll be, like, flying a car through the sky probably crazy.
Obviously, she'll be ordering her robot to, vacuum and cook dinner. Dang, maybe her life's going to be good.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Win of the week.
I was thinking about the timing of it. It has literally been, we have literally had Sam on all the preschool lists for two and a half years.
Yes. Speaking of
two and a half years.
Like, and that's why if you're a mom and you're listening to this, like, we read all these articles talking about childcare, but we're also living it, by the way. I mean, I think I'm very fortunate that I have a schedule that allows me to do some of the childcare myself, and then we have an amazing nanny. But Everybody I know is living this. And I just love that you bring this up because it's just like, this is like
real
shit.
It's very
guys.
Real. Yeah. It's very real. Yeah. So we literally, I mean, I'm not exaggerating when I say that I put Sam on every waiting list I could think of as soon as I found out
and
I was pregnant.
And you were stressed about it.
In
yeah.
April of 2021, yeah. you know, so now here we are, 2023 summer. So more than 2 years.
Yeah.
And I've been monitoring the list, calling these places, emailing them.
Yeah.
It's crazy that it takes
it
this long.
I love that you're so on top of it, too. Like, I'm proud of you that you, like, have really been, like, working it. Like, on top of having a full-time job and four kids, like,
you're
working the phones and the email. I mean,
and
yeah.
it's funny. And
it's
I
like
will
another
say this.
Job.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But, and I will say this, too, because I talk to so many of these daycare people. And one of them that actually the place – so he finally got in to one, which is phenomenal, and he starts in a couple of weeks. But when I called them, and I did another round of calls a couple of weeks ago because I'm like, look, I know, like, you know, you guys do your new cycle in August yeah. when new school year starts. And so I did another round of calls, and one of the places called me back and said, here, you know, you're fifth on the list. There's a possibility. And I said, okay. I said, I'm sorry to bug you, but I just want to check in. She said, no. If we literally look at the list and if we haven't heard from the parent, we just assume that they're not interested and, like, go past them.
It pays to touch base.
So, like, we have it marked on here that you called, like, multiple times over the past year and are still interested. So, like, that's why you're getting this,
yeah.
you know, you could get this spot. Anyway, so it was literally like I won the lottery.
Yeah.
Like, I called Gregory and was like, oh, my gosh, we got in. I mean, it's great because – you know, for so many reasons. And if you're a working mom trying to do the struggle of, like, patching things together, it's just really, really stressful. And it's hard because if you are relying on one nanny, as wonderful as that nanny might be, if they're out sick or whatever
right.
happens,
they,
or they have an appointment,
human.
They
they're
have
human.
A life,
yeah.
then you don't have anybody to watch your kid. So that's great, just in terms of a reliability standpoint for childcare. But it's also, of course, way less expensive, which, you know, is big as well, especially when you have four kids. And then just the hours, you know, like we were paying a nanny 30 hours a week trying to piece it together. And, you know, it's like drop off at 7,
yeah.
pick up at 5:30. That's
yeah.
so many more hours
right.
of childcare than what we're getting. And I don't know if I've even said this on the podcast, but Bennett got into the pre-K at the Big Kids Elementary
yeah.
School. So we have... you know, everybody within a mile of each other at two different buildings. And
you have three kids at one building and then
right.
Sam at a different building, but very close by.
Very close
yeah.
by, all on the way to my work, on the way to Gregory's work. And we won't need a nanny, which is just
congratulations, because
nice.
You
yeah,
have been working
huge.
On this for a very long time.
It's hard. And I just, And the other thing is, you know, I knew that I was going to be a working mom, so I immediately, when I found out I was pregnant,
right.
put him on all the list. But, like, what if, you know, your situation
your
changes?
Circumstances. Yes, yeah.
And you have to do something immediately. I mean, when you don't have family in the area, it's really
so
tough.
Hard. Yeah.
I mean, there have been times over the past year that I've been like, we should just move back to either Gregory's hometown or mine
yeah.
because I don't
to
know
have
what else
some
to do.
Familial support, yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, it's a big win.
Well, congratulations.
We're
I can't
a
wait
few
to
weeks
like
away.
I can't wait to talk to you about your new life once all these children are like
I know. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Get more work done.
Yeah.
And just
take down all those forts your kids
yeah.
built.
Honestly, it's just like one less of that mental load,
yeah.
right? It's like every day, every week is like, okay, how yeah. long do we have the nanny today?
Right.
How does this, you know, how is this going to all work today? And it's just nice to not have that
yeah.
on your plate.
I'm happy for you.
Whew, yeah, it's going to be huge. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that it's going to be a stressful week when he starts, and there's going to be some tears from
You had texted me like a week or two ago. Last week, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, you're like,
oh, when I toured.
Yeah, I toured.
I was emotional, yeah.
Well, and I, you know, I said this several times. River starts kindergarten next week, and I'm like losing my mind.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's just something about any change.
I know.
You're just...
Which
and I know
like,
he has
like
to go to preschool. Like,
yeah.
you know River has to go to kindergarten.
Yeah.
These things have to happen. It's not like we're sad about it. Like, oh, should we do this or
and
not?
And I want them to happen because
it's
going
just,
to mean more free time for me. It's
yeah.
not that I don't. I mean, there are a lot of benefits. But it's just, I don't know, it feels like a big milestone.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, it's
That's
like
how
your
I feel,
kid
yeah.
is, you know, this is like the kind of like the beginning of your kid has to be somewhere for the rest of their lives, mm-hmm. like 5 days a week. Do you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Mm-hmm. Like you're mm-hmm. like, somebody's going to hold you accountable now, mm-hmm. basically for the rest of your life, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Anyway.
Good luck,
more
River.
On that. Yeah, more on that later. Thank you guys for listening. We would love it if you would, what do we like them to do?
Rate, review, subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe. Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great week.
Yeah, enjoy.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.